Tech Car Scott Anderson, 97.1. From an unnamed texter, the North Party Deck, which provides stunning views of the Chicago skyline and Lake Michigan, and the Middle Light Party Deck, which is a popular general admission area featuring a bar top seating, private concessions, and a highly social atmosphere. It looks like somebody cut and pasted descriptions of party decks off the Soldier Field website. For people wondering why I read this, I don't know what the party deck is at Soldier Field, and the U.S. men's national team is playing a friendly against Germany, and I'm looking to get tickets. And I was like, ooh, party deck. This could be fun. But I think it's just code for standing room only, to be honest with you. And because I can't find that, like, there's anything party about it other than there's no seats.
Is there anything party about you guys? Anything?
Yeah. And so you're battling for position against a rail. And it'd be one thing if you were battling for position against a rail to stand and it was free beer and right. free food. But there's no indication that it's anything other than standing room only.
No, thank you.
Unnamed texter says, usually a party deck in most stadiums means you're close to a bathroom and there's a bar, but it's not all inclusive. It's just faster to get more beers and hit the bathrooms. I wouldn't be bad if there were seating. But of course, it probably wouldn't be cheap if there were seating, or cheaper. Doug, the big benefit of the Soldier Field party deck is the private bathrooms and private concessions. But yes, it's standing or high top table only. Yeah, probably pass. I'll probably keep monitoring ticket prices. That's what I'm going to do. Because they have fallen a little bit. But we'll see what happens over the next couple of days. Might end up at the Cubs game. Okay, today is National Cheese Day. And on National Cheese Day, we thought a day as important as this, we can't sort of just hit and run as a topic. So once an hour, we're going to stop what we're doing and answer important cheese questions on this National Cheese Day.
Gator, you ready?
You know I'm ready. Now with this music, I'm totally ready.
Well, we thought we'd pick some cheesy music for cheesy questions.
Cheesy.
Mission accomplished.
This is like starring Lark Voorhees.
Yep. Generic 90s sitcom.
Yeah.
In walks dad through the front door. Where's annoying neighbor at?
Right. Perfect.
All right. Question. What is something you would order double cheese on? Not just the regular cheese, but you want like double the amount of cheese. Like, hey, I can't get enough of the cheese on this.
I mean, pizza is the obvious.
You get double cheese on pizza?
Yeah. Double cheese pepperoni is typically a call. And I usually say like light sauce.
It's cheese bread at that point.
Well, no, it's sauce. It's just lightly sauce. I think some too many places oversauce pizza and it's not as good. But and it's got pepperoni on it. But yeah, I think pizza is the obvious answer.
For you.
Yeah, for me it is.
So let me ask you a question. Double cheese, because I regularly order a double cheese pizza, but it's two different types of cheeses.
Okay.
So, it's the Mediterranean pizza from Cottage Inn, where it's regular cheese and then feta as well.
So you want, what do you want double of? Like more of both?
Well, or? I'm just saying, that's, does that count as double cheese?
I was willing to allow it, and then I heard your description. Yeah. I'm like, no, not really. And then nothing against the pizza, because I love that type of pizza.
Yep.
Feta on pizza is wildly underrated.
Yep.
But you got to have the regular cheese in there, the mozzarella on there as well, but...
You know what? I mean, when I make a sandwich, I like there to be three Swiss slices together. Does
that's
that
a
count?
Lot of cheese. I think that counts.
Okay.
That goes extra cheese on the sandwich.
Yeah.
And that, you know what? The truth is the tip. I'm just biting off Zingerman's idea. When you get a sandwich from Zingerman's, they have like the cheese just stacked and it's really good. So I try to make it at home.
Okay. Kang?
I'm going to go with nachos because you never get enough cheese on nachos. You never do. And remember my theory where you should just, instead of piling it up, we should pile it like...
Like a cookie sheet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Along, you know, not piling it, but like side by side so we get coverage on all the chips. So I could like double cheese on nachos. There's never enough cheese on nachos.
I don't think there's been a time in the last 15 years and I've gotten a Nacho Bel Grande from Taco Bell and I haven't said with extra cheese. Always.
There's always something at the middle ones in the bottom. They get no love.
You get a nacho from the ballpark. You say, hey, can you spill a little extra cheese?
Yeah, man.
Always.
Come on. So I'm going to ask my second question because you kind of touched on it a little bit, Gator. underrated cheese. So you said feta is underrated?
I think feta is on pizza, it's wildly underrated. Yeah.
What's your underrated cheese besides feta? You got another one?
Oh. Wow. That's something I really got to think of.
It's hard because so many cheeses are properly rated.
I think brie is underrated.
There you go.
You know, you can have brie, you know, cold when it's not melted, but, you know, slightly melty when you can just take a chip in or a cracker, I should say, and kind of carve out a little bit and when it's just spreadable is great.
So I'll probably come up with a cheese that nobody's ever heard of because, hold on. My mom, growing up in Eastern Canada, where every time we go to New Brunswick, we will get this McLaren's Imperial spreadable cheese, which is like a really tangy type of cheese. I don't know how else to describe
it. What color is it?
It's orange.
So it's kind of like a Windschuler's type?
Yeah, kind of one of those deals. They spread on crackers.
Yeah.
And I totally associate it with New Brunswick. I don't know if it's available. I don't even think it's available in the United States, but thank you, Canada, for McLaren's Imperial.
You know, any kind of spreadable cheese, I think, is kind of underrated. You forget how good it is until you go to like somebody's dinner party or you see a charcuterie board or whatever. There's a bunch of crackers, and then they're like, oh, what's it? Spreadable. Okay.
Why don't I do this more?
Why don't we do this more?
Kang, you got one?
Some people hate this cheese. I don't, because I'm going to say it's underrated because so many people hate it. Blue cheese.
Blue cheese.
I like blue cheese.
Yeah, I thought about saying blue cheese because I love blue cheese.
It's very particular.
Right. It is.
People do hate it. So... I'd put blue cheese.
Where do you stand on goat cheese?
Not as big a fan as I am of blue cheese.
What if it's made with real bits of Tom Brady?
Thus, it's goat cheese, yeah.
Thus, he's all in, right?
Yeah.
That changes things. Why, are you a goat cheese fan?
Yeah, I do. I like goat cheese. I like all cheese, man. There's not much cheese I don't like.
Cheese brings us together, man.
Yeah.
That's right. That should be a platform for our next presidential candidate.
Even Doug likes it.
Yeah, there you go. Right. We'll do this again next hour, once an hour. Important cheese questions on this National Cheese Day. 248-539-9797. Those Tigers, 3 in a row. We had one syllable answers to what it means. 97.1.